Okay, so you got multiple baselines, okay? So what you're doing here is different behaviors from the same subject, okay? So you're measuring two behaviors at the same time, but you're only treating one of them, okay? Or you can look at the same behavior across different subjects, and you're going to stagger it across time, usually, okay? So when you stagger it, what that means is that I'm going to start subject A and do six sessions before I start subject B. Now, I may stop subject A's treatment for a little while and watch B and then come back to A, or I may just see what A's doing and continue to see how fast they progress, both of them at the same time, even though one's a little further ahead, or I may choose a new behavior to measure in A. Okay, so you can do that. When you're looking at different behaviors, a classic example would be like in phenology. What you're looking at is, let's say I want to treat RNS, so I get baseline on RNS. Then I institute a treatment for R, and R gets better, but S kind of stays flat. I'm measuring it over time. Then I shift, and I start to focus on S, and I don't treat R, and I'm measuring them, and I want to see if R continues to get better or only S gets better. Okay, so that would be the multiple baselines. You'll see that a good bit in phonological types of treatments and probably in autistic research, okay? So this kind of research design is useful when the behavior is irreversible. So like in the case of phonological treatment, you know, hopefully if you affect a change, it should stay changed, okay? You know, you don't want it to regress, okay? So that's why the behavior is irreversible. I've done something, so now that you can't undo it, I can't unteach them how to do R. Or you don't want to reverse the change for ethical reasons, okay? So, you know, the behavior's gotten better and, you know, the autistic kid would start to hurt himself if you withdrew that treatment, okay? So that's what we're talking about here. So these multiple baselines are ways to get at behavior without harming the subject.